Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Michael.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
My God.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
I love you, Jesus.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Oh my God.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The presence of God is heaven.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
I love manners. Angels. It's good to get ventilated in your soul. There is something I wanted to show us in the book of James. But for we to understand the book of James, James chapter 1, we have to go to the book of Revelations. John was speaking about his encounters. He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard the voice say unto me, come up hither. That is why, brothers and sisters, we must be carried. We must. It's not optional. You cannot afford to do business for God in the flesh. You cannot afford to do it on the natural plane. You will never be able to mirror what is happening in the heavens. God will always expect us to be dependent on Him. Everything man seeks. Some people have even coined out many teachings out of the scripture just to make them independent of God. Man is created to depend on God. So if anytime we need to climb, anytime we need to get inside, we still have to depend on the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that holy men speak as they were carried. Anytime you are correct, it is because we are carried. By all means, we have to reach out towards those dimensions that have the capacity to carry men. We can say many things, but the one that we are carried, that is the one that will last. That is the one that the hand of God is upon. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. You cannot overemphasize how important it is for you to be in the spirit. You cannot overemphasize it. You can look at all the revelations that he was able to bring to us, and you will now understand that all these things was predicated upon him being in the spirit. Imagine if he is not in the spirit. Imagine what we would have been robbed of. In my own opinion, that's my own opinion, God probably has been waiting for him to reveal a lot of secrets to him, to show him many things that will power the next agenda that he has. But the man is not yet in the spirit. So everything that God is seeking to show him has to be put on hold until he is brought to a plane, an energy level in the spirit, where he will be able to gain access to these matters. What people don't know is that certain things are only possible and available at certain energy levels in the spirit. Many things are possible to the believer. It's just that they dwell at certain energy levels. We need to be carried to those places. An attempt to look into those matters without being carried, you will make a shipwreck. You have to be carried. As a matter of fact, for you to fully understand the scope and width, intent that is in the heart of God before he released the content of the scriptures, you have to be carried by the spirit of that word. There was a plane that Paul is operating at before he released many of these revelations. In fact, it took matured men to understand it. People like Peter was saying that people that have not been able to gain access to that plane of existence, they try to tap into those things. They will miss it. We have to be carried. There is a song by a certain woman. That is why we must come with meekness. You cannot imagine, the Bible says that knowledge will increase in the last days. You cannot imagine what an average believer knows now. The only, if you just want to know, there are people that we, there are many things. There is a place I entered, I saw books, that is thousands of books. It is possible, in my own opinion, it is possible somebody have read half of it and he's not becoming anything fast. Most times it's not as if those books doesn't have reality and content, but the people that is reading it have not been carried by the spirit that wrote that book. This is a secret God taught me many years ago. I didn't even know what he meant. That's the truth. I was still very young, but one of the things I understood is that sometimes obedience is the key to many things. You might not have to understand everything before you obey. So those days I will pick up a book, whether it's by Kenneth Hagin or whoever, and I will read. Many people those days, the target is to finish. How many books did you finish? How many books? These days is how many messages did you listen to? I will stay on one of them and pray and pray and pray. God told me, pray until you contact the spirit that Kenneth Hagin contacted. There is a place he sits. You need to know that somebody taught him more. I won't tell you my encounters. That's not important. What is important is that after some time, you might think just because your head was not able to grab many things from what you read, because he was telling me that he's not able to grab many things by his head. It is very, very important. Very, very important. But simply because your head was not able to grab many things in your own mind, you have not been educated. What is the target of spiritual understanding, spiritual education? What is the target? It is your spirit man. In fact, if what is in the spirit will overflow to the heart, then you are okay. It might take time, and it's important that you gain understanding. But after some seasons, I found out that some of the things I read and I thought I did not understand. Meanwhile, the instructions they gave there, I was doing it. I found myself living that life. It was manifesting in my life. Meanwhile, the people that was able to cram everything, know everything. Two things. Am I saying you should be dumb? No. In fact, yourself approved of God. Very important. But I remember those days, part of the things that triggered this thing is that I was listening to a message. Now, that is, let me not say this. If I say it, some people will not understand. John was in the spirit. The only thing useful in what we are doing in the kingdom is the ones we did in the spirit, by the spirit. That is why a wise man, what is wise? Wisdom is not what people think of. Wisdom is not the ability to be cunning, the ability to cover things and all those things. It's one actually. But there is a wisdom that is formed into your nature, your character. You tend to view things the right way all the time. Then you are very wise. If you are wise like that, anytime you come to the scripture, you come with a lot of meekness. I'm telling you. This is my personal experience. Sometimes I can pray for hours. Just for the chapter I read yesterday, to read it again today, I will pray for hours so that that place will open. A single word in the scripture is as deep as God Himself. Freshness every day. Sometimes God can take one word and carry you into the depth of that word for 1 year, for 1 full year. He's teaching you just that. You can look at you and say, Victor, this year, come. Let me teach you grace. Meanwhile, you can even think you have known grace. Meanwhile, you could have even been preaching grace and for 10 years or whatever. God will now say, I think you are now ready for me to teach you grace. I tell you the truth. I told you people now. I entered this year and God told me that He is going to teach me about prayer. I became weak. You know, I started crying because I understood afresh how deep our God is. He is so deep. He is so deep. He is so deep. If you don't know this thing I'm telling you, if you don't know this meekness and this humility, very soon you will become Lucifer. Because truth is that you will enter into a lot of knowledge. Then you'll be pushed off. You will enter a lot of secrets. And then you'll be pushed off. A woman sang a song. Said in the crush, in the present, say you are making new wine. Said take the old fire, the old flame, and build a new fire in me. That's how we come. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. The last day's warfare. The type of mercy that have capacity to minister help to us. I'm telling you. The young man shall utterly fall. There is a verdict on young men. Meanwhile, the Bible says that the beauty of the youth is what? His strength. And they say that there is a verdict. Shall utterly fall. It is they that wait upon the Lord. I will not renew their strength. Every day will come. Every day will come. Every day will come. It is a proof of your wisdom. Every day you come is a proof of your wisdom. Every day you pray is a proof of your wisdom. Part of the reason we pray long and the way we pray fast, the way we fast, it is one of the greatest signs of humility if you pray the right way. Haven't you heard people say, why do you need to pray for 6 hours? And you are doing walk. Why? Is your God a wicked God that you will need to shout at Him for Him to answer? Is because they don't understand all the dynamics of prayer. Prayer is the only way you can talk to God. Are you with me now? So it's beyond the fact that you are asking for something. You can wake up and want to talk to him. You can wake up and want to explain to him your weakness. How can I be 5 years in the Lord and I'm still experiencing this weakness? Something is wrong. Sometimes you leave and you are still seeing that thing. Something is wrong. And you are there asking him to take it away for 3 hours. Is that one punishment? It is an understanding that even if you leave now, right? If you leave that place, you are praying. What else do you want to do? If you leave prayer, if you leave God, what is the alternative plan that you have? That is the motivation of people that pray that way. The things we share here is as a result of our pursuit of God. Because it is my belief that actually that is what it is, that real ministry should be an overflow of your normal life, your day life. It should be an overflow. It is not something you switch and you switch and you switch. So it then means that I ask God for mercy to be able to live what I'm saying. I ask God for mercy, because that is real ministry. That is where, that is the only way that life can be ministered. There is something James is saying. He was talking a lot about our faith, the nature of our faith. But we don't understand it until we go to the book of Revelation. There are many things that John did described about the man that he encountered. We are going to read a little. Revelation chapter 2. If you are there, say amen. Unto the angel, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works. Now, I should have started with the last 2 verses of chapter 1, but I believe you already know this place. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Please take note of these things. Follow me carefully. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But these thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome it. You can underline that word, overcome it. Will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God? And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith
the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. How can God be telling somebody that is poor, thou art rich? And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. This is some of the messages that people don't want to hear. But it is not possible. You just have to hear it. You just have to even know that it's possible. There are people that don't know certain things in the Bible. There is such a thing as Christian suffering. That it's possible for somebody to be in prison because of his faith. Anyway, that is not where I'm going. That ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. For be thou faithful unto death. God will show us the best. Faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh, he that what? Underline overcometh, shall not be hurt of the second death. I don't want to. There are many things. If we won't go, I just want to go straight to my point. Remember, this letter is to who? How is the Bible now talking about second death now? We'll discuss it another day. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, right? These things saith he which had the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you. We are Satan. What? We need to read Bible again. Oh. So there is such a thing as a place where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast dared them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Do you understand this scripture? Let me just say something here. Some few seconds. Simply, this is the doctrine of Balaam. This is how it originated. Balaam was called by the king of Moab to come and curse the Israelites. He was not able to do it. Even the angel of the Lord blocked his way. After everything, he insisted, and then he went. When he went there, he started saying, "Who shall curse whom the Lord has not cursed?" and all those things. Do you know the man he insisted? See, the truth is that most of the capacities and endowments that God gives us in the kingdom, it will still be left to your motive and to your purpose on how you use it. I'm telling you. So the man went at the back and told him that there is one way that these people, those things he was saying in Numbers chapter 23 are facts. It is not debatable.
that Israel is like a young lion that is drunken with the blood of his enemy. That there is no enchantment against Jacob and there is no divination against him. Only the shout of kings is heard. It's a fact. It's not prophecy really. It's just that he had the capacity to see the reality of the people that the king was facing. It was on that account that he now saw that this contingent had an impregnable force that is backing them. Their reality is in the spirit. There is nothing of the natural. So that means that there is only one way to hurt these people, to make them hurt themselves. That is the doctrine of Balaam. The doctrine of Balaam is such that if they look and see that there is no way that they can stop you, they will make you stop yourself. So what did he do? He went and taught the king of Moab, telling him that you can release your damsels into the camp of the children. When they started having fornication and started mixing, see, that is why, as soon as they started having fornication with the children, daughters of Moab, they were able to drag those men to their idol worship of Molech and some of the Canaanite gods. It is on that wise the just one that holds the scales of divine justice. If he will be righteous, then he can never overlook that. It was then that the enemy had the capacity to make a breach on the children of Israel. For the first time, a man revealed to the enemy the secrets of the people, that we have an Achilles here in the body of Christ. If you can come and infiltrate the body with immorality, the body will be very weak. Anyway, the doctrine of Balaam is still available in these last days. That's where I'm going to stop. I don't want to stretch the doctrine, because that thing, he did it for gain. There are many pastors on the pulpit now. Some of them know that the way you are living, the way some of their members is living, is wrong. But they are more interested in the gain that they will make from more people, more crowd, that they are not willing to tell you the right thing. Some of them pray and fast, but they will never emphasize on prayer and fast. Some of them is very principled. But they will be doing anything, watering down. They will come to you and water down the faith. Meanwhile, they are living up to a higher standard. What molded them was a different philosophy, a guiding light that is superior to the faint light that you are using to see. And by administering that water of light to the people, it means that the way they will see will be very weak. So you now see that these people, even though they are serving God, they are not aware of certain back doors that you have left to Satan. And it is on that wise that Satan can make a breach on them. One of the major doctrines of last days is actually the doctrine of Balaam. Self-gain. It's against the destiny of the children of God. That's not our point. He said, who stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and commit fornication, so has thou also them that had the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which thing what I hate. This is the second time they are talking about the doctrine of Nicolaitans. I hope one of these days we'll look into some of these things, but that's not where we're going. He said, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against thee with what? The sword of my mouth. That was also a good thing. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, if your Bible is your own, mark that word, overcometh. So from these scriptures,
one of the first things you begin to understand is that there is a key note of the ministry of the last days and the believers of the last days. They must understand that word, overcome it. If the Bible says overcome it, that means there is a possibility. You can finish the sentence. Reward is only for the overcomers. You are not rewarded in the middle. You are rewarded when you finish. You are rewarded when you accomplish the assignment. God is a just God. God is a just God. God is a just God. God helping us, we might be able to look into also other deeper matters. Because there is a quota of maturity that God has ordained for you. That we allow you to enter into your adoption or placement as sons. So except you are able to acquire that quota, God's hand, He's a just God. It will seem as if God's hand is short to do that which He wants to do. There is such a thing as placement of sons. It's called adoption. Let me give you a picture of that reality in the Gospels. The sons of Zebedee, and from that graphic, you will now understand what it takes. That it is not a gift, that every place that is ordained for sons has a requisite price to pay. The overcomer understands the price it takes for him to sit in the place of glory with the son. Now, this is what Jesus, the interaction between Jesus and the sons of Zebedee. A time came, their father came, they thought I don't know if they do it in campuses these days. There's something they call Borapo. Do they still do it? Things have changed. This is what Borapo means. The people of your village that is in your campus, they still do it. The people of your village that is in your, don't they do it? It's called Borapo. They thought that the placement of sons is by Borapo. No, it's not by Borapo. Maybe that the people that are sons in the kingdom of God are only people, maybe people that follow my father in the Lord, Apostle Aaron Moses. No, it's not by that. Maybe it's just because you are coming to revival hub, he has qualified you. So they want to do Borapo, and then they support this person to win. My friend, it's not by Borapo. The Bible said that when he brought them to him, Jesus looked at them and said, this thing is not given to me. Now, meanwhile, he told them the secret to attaining that thing that they desire. He tried to tell them that it's a legitimate desire. It is a desire that is captured in God's operating system, in God's economy. Yes. So he now told them, are you able to drink of my cup? It then means that the cup, whatever the cup is what qualifies men for that adoption. It was the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 that told us that Jesus became the captain of our salvation. How? So that we receive the capacity to bring sons unto glory. There is a placement of sons in glory. And it is via the same cup that Jesus drank that men are being brought into glory. That is the requirement. It's not a gift. To him that overcometh. verse what now? Verse 17. Will I give to eat the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, this thing said the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet as fine brass. I know that works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, say notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself what to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. There are consistent things in this place. Have you noticed? Fornication, idols, overcoming. What is seduction? We don't have time now. But anytime Bible talks about seduction, it has nothing to do with a lady seducing you to go and sleep with her. That's not what the Bible talks about in seduction. When the Bible talks about seduction, it has to do with doctrines. Say doctrines. Anytime the Bible talks about seduction, it has to do with doctrines. So the Bible is saying that we looked at these people and we saw many fine characters and attributes, but they had a weakness. There is a chamber in their soul that likes certain kind of doctrine. Notwithstanding, I'm not the one saying this. It's Jesus that is saying it to the church. I have taught you people on the four ways to look at the prophetic scriptures. There are four ways to look at prophecies. I've told you four. Is it not four? It's four. The four ways. One is to look at it prophetically. Number two is what? Historically. Number three is what? Doctrinally. Number four is what? Spiritually. Verse 18. Okay, verse 21. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, but she repented not. You know what you will do after today? Maybe if we come to another class, find out what the Bible means by fornication in this book of Revelation. Is he a man sleeping with a woman? How can the whole church be sleeping with it? Now, are you with me now? Follow me now. Remember, this exhortation is about a church, not really one person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So everything you are understanding in this place, your understanding has to, you have to put some certain foundations. Yes. You have to insert some plumb line. How many of you have done building work? You know plumb. So that you have you been, those days when I was small, I'll be doing farm work. I'll be doing ridges. You will just be doing, but in your mind, you are on a straight line. Before you know it, you will be going like this, be going like this. Do you know why? There is no plumb line. There is no plumb. So if you want to be correct in these matters, somehow you have to put some plumb line. And one of these things is that to the angel of the church. So he's talking about a church.
talking about the church. It is not an individual. It is a corporate expression, a corporate exhortation. It is a corporate release. It is a corporate revelation. It is a corporate eye view. So, it also tells you that whenever God begins to see his people, he doesn't see them really as individuals. He sees them what? I have told you people that God in territorial basis. God doesn't see in denomination. What is the name of your denomination? Catholic Church. What is the name of your own? Redeemed Church. What is the name of your own? Catholic Church. What is the name of your own? C and S. All kinds of church. What is the name of your own? Anglican. All kinds of church be seated here. Denominations, not church. When you appear before God and say, I am divine, he is not aware. Sorry, oh, my sister. Sorry. He is not aware. Whenever he speaks, he said, the church at where? Sardis, Thyatira, Philadelphia. That is why I have taught you people that the measure of your walk is not certified until it is tested in body life. Are you with me now? It is the measure that you are able to supply to the body. That is the measure of the authority that you carry. So men, when they bring their work to body life, they will find out that it lacks little to offer to the body. It is then that we find out that all they have been building is ashes. It is worth nothing before God. Are you with me now? That denominational mindset, it is denomination is not bad. It is because men that operate those denominations lack the focus. There is a higher focus of the body life. So anytime that you are a denomination is having a body system of check, they will always be correct. So, you know, if you want to find a denomination to join, you know the best way to find. Just find that denomination that measures itself the most with body life. Yes. Because if God is bringing judgment on this territory, if he said the church in Southeast, in Anambra, in Atinewi, I judge you. It's true now. As Corona entered Nigeria, is anybody safe? You could have said, this church, it won't come. It's coming on everybody, my friend. Let's be humble. It's coming. It doesn't matter your denomination. If your pastor doesn't even know where he's hiding, Corona will catch him. That is when you begin. Are you with me now? Don't miss the point. Don't miss the point. Don't miss the point. I'm not against your church. My father is a general overseer, my friend. So, he's not happening. It's with all humility, I'm telling you this. It's with all concern. Are you with me? So, most of the things we do, when you bring it to the body life, you will see that it will survive. So the true test of our work is the body of Christ. That is how we measure our authority. And that is why, of a necessity, sometimes God have to raise apostolic and prophetic platform. The reason is to call people into the focus of the body life. Are you getting the point? If you are a prophet and you don't know that your prophetic grace is tested in the body life, you will use it and build your own castle. You will use it and be building. Meanwhile, God is not that. When they bring it in the body of Christ, it is not that your ministry is prospering and every other ministry in this territory is in darkness. It's nothing. You have done no job.
real body ministry, real, if it's true, we are praying here. It should affect every church in this territory. Very soon, people will begin to hunger after God and prayer. That means what we have the capacity to supply life to every person that is a participant of the body in this territory. What we carry is tested by body life. So how can you? So the man that is boasting that in our church they don't do this is a foolish person. Because if it's true that your grace is tested in body life, are you with me? They might not need to change their denomination. No. We are not here to do member transfer over. What we are saying is that there are some churches that will come in this territory. After some time, you notice that every other church in this territory will start patterning their ministry after that. That means that ministry has passed the quota of body life. It's not what I want to say today, but I want to see you. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. See, let me tell you, don't give Jezebel space to repent. She will not repent. Let me stop. She will not repent. The only way to deal with Jezebel is throw her down from top of the building. Let her smash to the ground. Meanwhile, Jezebel is not a woman, actually. I know it's the female that mostly, but Jezebel is a spiritual being, system. Jezebel is the representation of counterfeit authority and system. That is why anytime you see the Jezebelitan spirit, he's always looking for where power is. If you don't have power, he's not interested in you. And he's male and female. Something is dragging them to power. See, this is the way they function. They will not come. You will not see them in the front room. So that people will not know what the person is doing. He will stay in the back and be controlling what is happening. It's the spirit of control. When they are not controlling what is happening, they will scatter everything. Because they are not controlling. So the person can come out. Are you with me? And that is why they always say it's the females. Because they are pastor's wife. Let's use pastors because that's the most big, but it happens everywhere. I hope you know. Before Donald Trump, who was the former president of America? Is a lie. Somebody else. I won't tell you. Don't stop. This message go far. That thing you are thinking. Now, the question is this. The pastor will come and the wife will so deal with him. He will become paper soup. And he will stand in the altar. The wife has already told him the people to attack and people not to attack. He has mesmerized his mind. And then he come to fight. Are you with me now? Ahab is sitting there. Inside Ahab's heart, he is not willing to do, even though he wants that land, but he is not willing to give for it. But Jezebel will make you give for it. And he is not male or female. He is mostly in the female, but he is also male. They like control. If they are not in control, they can do anything. You won't even know how they enter. They will. Oh, let me stop. There is a way we operate in Revival Hub. We don't operate. We operate in such a way that everybody is dispensable. Even me. Huh? Even me. I want to ask, if you don't see me, has this work ended? The meeting here might end, though. I don't know. But look at this heavy man that is sitting here. And the ones listening online at Enugu, at Aba, at Umudike, at everywhere. Heavy men! You think it will stop? When my grace falls upon you, you become a strange man. That's why some of us want to die very fast. You don't know why Jesus is in a hurry to die. We need to preach death in the last days. The work will actually become faster if more believers die for the sake of the kingdom. The work will be faster. If one of them is protecting their life, it will take us another 1,000 years. Have you asked yourself, why was the apostles equipped with the capacity to conquer the whole world in less than 80 years? Why? They counted their life as nothing. They were shedding blood. Their blood was littered on the streets of many territories. And the blood of the just and the righteous was crying out to God in heaven. And he was saying, how long? And then God will begin to release tremendous grace in people. You don't even know. There is a dimension of anointing and grace and stature and capacity that we will never experience in this generation until we begin to raise Matthias. It is only when they die, God with that thing has capacity to unlock something. You don't know how the heavenly justice system, the cross sections, the operations in that place function. You don't know. You don't know because it was when the lamb brought his blood. Are you with me now? It was when he brought his blood, then something was triggered. Said all power, glory, riches was now given to him, and then he received of the Father the Holy Ghost. It was then that he shed his blood. But when the scripture was saying, he said that he was worthy. He ended it, my friends. The more people we are dying in the early church, the more they were advancing, because the more God was pouring grace on them. Some of them, you cut off their head, they carry it from here to Oba, and they are preaching the gospel. You cut off somebody's head, he carried his head and the head is still talking. See, this thing you are doing. If you do it here in this town, believe it or not, everybody will be born again. Truth or not, that they are not aware of Jesus, that they don't want to pay attention. It's not, if they come to this corner and cut off somebody's head and he carried it, he's still preaching. Matthias, men that are not afraid of their life. The question is that people is afraid of preaching this thing. Jesus said, if you love your life, you will lose it. What is in this life that you are holding so much to it, you can't leave it? What is in it? Is it husband, wife, car? What is it that you are looking for that men have not seen before? All the people that keep blood money in the southeast in the 80s and 90s, where are they? I was passing through here and I saw Ezekiel's house. It is a pile of rubbish. What is it that is in this life that you can't drop? I don't want to. The Lord told me some few days ago, he said, if I will seek him, he will make me wise. The things I'm telling you now is the heart of God. As you are praying and fasting, be asking him for grace to die, if it is possible, literally. Grace to be in prison. Grace to suffer for him. That is what we release, that thing we are crying for.
declaring another 100 days fast. After the fasting you are doing, the flesh is still there, self is still there, everything is still there. You still want to maintain your normal church and your cozy environment. God, you can't imprison God. You can't go and cage him. He's the King Spirit. I come on at times. Bonate. Let me strike something in the next 15 minutes. And then we fly. And then we fly. The Spirit of God has made me wise. And then we live like ancients amongst the mortals. And for every one of us, even the least, shall be as strong as David. How can a weak man be as strong as David? Because we have subscribed to the protocol of the Spirit, the school of the Spirit. Any man that is in that school, after some seasons, you become a different kind of man. The things that God will make out of you will be a wonder. This generation have no answer to it. How far are you willing to go with God? How far? How far? How far? Where will you now reach? You say, this one, I can't drop it. How far? How far? You must answer the question. Are you not the first one in your family? They will soon be expecting you to. Are you with me? Those things, you already know the answer. Number one, number two, number three. Akobada. They paid you a visit today. How many? How many? How many? One of these days we will take an offering of Matthias. See, there is a spirit that is on me. For all this period, anywhere you see me, I will be taking offering of Matthias. Men must be willing to die for this thing. The grace we seek will never come. Is we have fasted and prayed. We need real dead men. Not saying I'm dead in the mouth. You are not willing to die physically. How do we know you want to? It's when you are willing to die. That's when you can't die. Paul stood and said, if God doesn't say I will die, you can't kill me. You can't kill a man. You can't kill those such men. Pilate was speaking to Jesus. He said, I can release you. I can kill you. Jesus said, no, he's not giving to you. Such men, he's not giving to Satan to kill them. When my days are over and my work is filled, I will sleep. It is not giving to man to kill me. Think on these words. Think on them. Think on them. I am drunk. I am trying by all means since I started to manage this drunkenness. But you know, it's overflowing. Hi. Jeremiah said, he said that when you spoke to me, and you see, people are now saying that. Are you with me now? People are saying, because Jeremiah was in prison many times for the sake of what he was talking about. This was not what the people wanted to hear. He wanted to hear something that is of a different source that will tickle their fancy and make them to, their life will be bogus. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost is not there. The emphasis of God is lost. He said, you gave me instruction to speak to men and I put it inside of me. And I didn't want to speak so that I wouldn't offend anybody. But he said that your words are like fire shot up in my bones. Your words are like fire shot up in my bones. I try to keep it, I can't. I try to suppress it, I can't. It's like fire. Shut up in my bones. There is a call. There is a demand.
will yet die so that we will live. God is looking for sons that he will elect to high places. He said, are you willing to drink of the cup? Why is it that men are ready to hear anything, everything, except that will make them to die? Why is it that they are willing to hear anything except that they make? They have defined death as many things. Death is death. Death means die. If you think that you have died to self and the flesh, the resultant effect is that you will also be willing to die for what you believe. I think I will jump. I wanted to read. You go and read it. Turn to chapter 3. The Bible says, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, this thing said what? The what? The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Thou art what? Thou art what? You know what I found out? I think I was reading some years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. I was studying on the compendium. I was reading E.M. Edward Mackin Rebounds, his companion, and in one of those places he said that he has found out that God can tolerate many things. He can tolerate even sin, and is willing to forgive the repentant sinner, but one thing he can never tolerate is lukewarmness. Do you know why? God knows that as long as you are hot, even if it's addiction, even if it's anything, continue firing it. One day it will drop off. You don't know. There are some metals that has rusted. It has stayed there for long. There are some things you are suffering, some demons, some addiction, loss, all this kind. They have stayed for long. So when they give it the normal treatment that you give, you can say, let me do 3 days dry. Like somebody told me. I don't know why many of these people is coming to me. Maybe when they talk to me, I really understand their plight. I know what they are suffering. Somebody will come and tell you that he is suffering from masturbation, and they told him he's fasting. He went on 3 days dry. Say 3 days dry. On the third day, he now used masturbation to break his fasting. What can you preach to that type of person? Stay hot. Say stay hot. Satan is trying to deceive you that your fasting didn't work. It's a lie. It so happened, are you with me? It so happened that thing has attached himself to your soul for so long that 3 days fasting is not enough. Something you have been doing for 5 years, 6 years, 7, 8, you just want 3 days fasting to stop it. Is it balance? You have to put it on the fire. You won't know that something is happening. Increase the tempo. What did I say? Increase the pressure. Sometimes 500 by 1000 degrees Celsius. Metal will begin to melt. I think metal feels as if it's too strong. A certain temperature and pressure, even metal will melt, my friends. No matter how hard, on fire. Keep putting it on fire. The worst place to find yourself is where you are lukewarm. You are not here, you are not there, you are not here, you are not there. Jesus said, you know what he will do to you? I'm looking for a prayer point, my brothers. This prayer point. We, our business here is to pray. We know that if we pray long enough, God will work wonders in our hearts. You don't even know how important prayer is in the whole scale, in the whole scheme of things. You can, are you with me now? Even the Old Testament people, before Jesus came, before all these things we are doing, this Bible is kept in the temple. It is on Sabbath days that the Bible is read for the people. They still do it in some way. Is it not true? Now, do you know the implication? How do you expect somebody to live uprightly? When you have Bible, you might not have opened this morning. Imagine somebody that hears not his own only on Sunday. How then do you expect that person to walk in the ways of God, to be upright? You now understand the limitation of the Old Testament sense. It is even beyond the fact that they lack the capacity to live the law. They even don't have access to that law. So they are bound by something that they don't know and they don't understand. Are you with me now? So, how does people like Joseph begin? Are you with me? How does people like Daniel, how does people like, they don't have access to this thing and they are able to live it. The Bible says that Daniel opens his window. How many times? And is kabando katash kiti kiti barata ratos kabata ay kabenato kabananta zataila kapatoa. There are things you have begun to do even before you saw it in the Bible. Is it not true? Is it not true? There is an ancient spirit that teaches us. I will not leave the Holy Ghost. Make me wise. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I would spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, what? There is nothing that makes God offended like this. Because thou sayest, what? I am rich. And what? Increased with goods. And what? Have need of nothing. And thou and knowest not that thou art what? 1, 2, 3, 4. You are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. It seems as if out of all the churches that this is the one that Jesus is so disappointed. Meanwhile, this is the church that prospered the most out of the rest. Is it not true? If you look at them from the outward, there is nothing seem as if they are lacking. But let's see the verdict. And then you pray. I counsel thee to buy of me what? Try in fire. Today we'll buy gold. That thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. We are going to pray for number one. That's why all these things is to get to 18, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 18a. I counsel thee to buy of me gold. What? Now, you will understand 1 Peter chapter 1, James chapter 1. Open to James chapter 1. I want to explain James chapter 1. That is why I have to read all these things. Verse 1 said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brethren. What? Count it all joy when you fall into that. Is the scripture a contradiction? How can he be telling you to count it joy when you are facing stuff? Knowing this, you see, are you with me? So the difference between two people that is passing things in the kingdom is what? Say knowledge. He said, knowing this, there are three junctions. I have taught you people that there are three junctions that you will encounter in the path of spiritual progress. The number one junction is no. The scripture speaking about certain of these in the book of Romans, he will come and say, know ye not? Have you not heard of it? That ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Proposing that a man that knows will behave in a different manner. Are you with me now? So it is trying to say that God kind of knowledge imparts to you God kind of lifestyle. That the proof that you really know the things of God is the manifestation that we now see in your lifestyle. Your knowledge is in vain. Your knowledge is put, I will make you boastful. Your knowledge will bloat you up if it is not found in your lifestyle. So the accurate proof of a man's knowledge, I have said before, is that revelation and knowledge have the capacity to support his life. Are you with me now? So those knowledge and revelation has been the combined cumulative support system that you have. If it is true, you know it. Are you living it? That is what the scripture is saying. Are you with me now? He's saying, knowing that the trying of your faith, what? Do you know that the trying of your faith works patience? That's what the scripture is trying to say. Bro, do you know that the trying of your faith works patience? That's number one thing. Number two is, but let what? Patience have her what? Perfect work, that he may be what? And wanting nothing. You don't get it. You are not getting it. We read somewhere in Revelation now, and somebody said that they have need of what? Nothing. Oh, I can't scab that. The scripture is now telling you what actually makes you to lack nothing. That the man that thinks he lacks nothing, he said, cry to me that there are many things you don't have. But there is a certain kind of man that lacks nothing. The man that has come to a point where his faith has been perfected. You have to cry to God. Grant me the patience that I will stay in the quarry site until my faith is perfected. Faith like pure gold, something that the heavens will be proud of, a witness to my generation. The Bible says that this is coming from him who is the faithful witness. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, oh God, grant me patience that my knowledge in what you are doing in my life will be expanded, will be increased, so that I will see the right scope of the matters, that I might know that these trials work patience in me. Stopateria cambreta haskapena. I kotabananta paparahata iskapena. Aina matande beleya. Bring me to the place where I am entire, lacking nothing. Where my patience has found its due course. And there my faith is perfected. I need to tell you,
that the manifestation, the things that we see in this time, we cause a wise man that have understanding to know that this season is actually an orchestration of God to work out patience in us, so that fire that patience, our faith will be perfect. Oh God, grant us the patience to stay in the place of fire, in the recite, until our faith is perfected, that we might know, that we might know that it is not an affliction, that we might know, that we might know it is not a plague, that we might know, that we might know that this is part of pressure from heaven to make his saints perfect, entire, becoming them that you see, witnesses, men that are endued with the reptile grace, mirroring everything that God ordained in Christ for them to be by the trial of their faith. So in Abata Benata, cause my heart to know, 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 cause my heart to know. Make me wise, make me wise. Stop a banta preta by Katamale, a precosta batamananta perai, rapatapatananta pratapatanakai, amrakapatame. I tell you, it's not in vain, it's not in vain, it's not in futility. God is perfecting you, God is making you complete, God is making you whole, God is making you man after his heart. You will have to know, you will have to understand. He said, knowing this, Hasambela Kobanata, Rapatai Lepakabana, knowing this, knowing this, knowing this, that your patience, your patience, your patience, Casto Vente, Rakwanta Kabenata Baila, Abrakabatabanatania, Rapatabanata, your patience, work at perfection, Sotamata Babalai. Knowing this, the trying of your faith, the trying of your faith, the trying of your faith, work in patience. And patience, when he has had his due course, we make you perfect, entire, like nothing. Many people think that they don't have anything to lack. They don't know that they are wretched. They are naked. They don't know that they are poor. They don't know that they are blind. But men that have allowed themselves, men that know that the ones that their faith will be perfected as they submit themselves to the protocol of trial, protocol of pruning, protocol of testing, protocol of circumcision, protocol of the spirit. God must have his men in this last day. He's a must. We come with humility. We submit afresh. Release upon us the grace to submit. Release upon us the grace to heal. Release upon us the grace to be patient. Show us mercy. Test our heart, try our heart, take away all the evil ways. reins. Try our motives, desires.
Allegiance to the Lord.
Show us mercy.
Help us that we will keep our pledge.
Because God will show you mercy. Cry for that mercy. Cry for that mercy. Cry for that mercy. We will not break our allegiance on the cross. The Bible said, what shall separate us from the love of God? Is he husband? Is he job? Is he wife? Is he family? He said, is he height? Is he depth? What shall separate us? He said, indeed, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
Father, we ask you that the cross will appear to many men again.
And the emphasis of your death will come.
Give us the grace to drink the cup.
There is no other hope. Jesus told the sons of Zebedee, you will be drink the cup. There's amongst us Matthias.
By the blood of the Lamb
and the words of their testimony.
He now said that the Lamb made their life unto death.
We must understand these three parameters that makes men overcome in the last days. Fathers, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for your mighty presence that is in this place. We thank you for your mighty visitation. Indeed, you are with us. We ask you, God, that your mercy be perpetually be with us. That we see you and live your days. Let your mercy not depart, such that you will not allow us to stray and err. We ask you. We ask you that you don't allow us to harden our heart towards you. We ask you that your mercy will not allow us to follow the wrong path. We ask you that your mercy will keep us and make us to keep our allegiance, to keep our vows, and your mighty grace be released upon our vessels. In Jesus' mighty name. I don't feel like we should go. I'm telling you.
You can cast your seats. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m.